Hello, Austin. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm actually doing pretty well. Thank you very much for asking. Austin, if you appliance tech, and I'm sorry, I just want to get I'm reading through the notes that Tara left me here. By the way, my name is Mario. Austin, I'm one of the pricing directors. Appliance tech, what exactly, when you say apply, I mean, are you doing just all appliances all across?
Most major in-home appliances, washers, dryers, refrigerators, ovens, and it's most major brands as well. It's kind of hard to, there's a lot of them out there that we'll work on. It'd be hard to go through all of them.
Okay, no worries, no worries. And are you doing commercial, residential? What are you concentrating on the most at this point?
It's only residential at the moment.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, and you are doing also air duct cleaning, if I'm not mistaken?
I do dryer vent cleaning. I don't do the AC air ducts.
Okay, dryer vents. Gotcha. Okay,
Yep.
perfect. Perfect, perfect. Well, Austin, with all due respect, I'm gonna keep things, pretty short and straight to the point, brother. I'm gonna be respectful of your time. So I hope you don't
Sure.
mind that. I'm gonna let you know what's included and provide you with the pricing, and if it's something you like, we'll take it from there. Okay. Our company name is Local Splash. We've been in business 20 years, and we've been premier Google partners for 20 years. I like to mention that only because in the States, there's only 40 companies that have premier partnerships with Google. We're one of them. We had a position in the Lubbock area that became available for first placement on that first page of Google. And that's what we're proposing, Austin, is to place appliance tech right alongside of Science Appliance Repair, Noah's Appliance Repair, Field Appliance, Hernandez Appliance Repair, Elite Appliance Repair, Fraser, Kevin's Heating Repair, Sears Appliance Repair, and Garcia Appliance Repair. These are the guys that pop up on the first page, Austin, of Google, and that's how they stay quite busy. I mean, it's not that they're doing, any better work than you are, or they're doing something extremely special to keep busy. It has nothing to do with that, brother. It's the simple fact that they come up on that first page. Okay? And that's where we would be placing appliance tech, right alongside of these guys on that first page.
Okay.
Okay? The other question I do have for you is, do you currently have a website for appliance tech?
No, I haven't gotten one made yet.
Okay. The only reason I ask, Austin, is because part of the service that we offer, we don't charge you anything additional. It's already included with the service. We can actually build a website for appliance tech. Okay. And here, I'll send you a sample website so you just can have an idea of what we can do for you here. Give me a second.
All right.
Okay, I just texted over to you, brother. Let me know if you got it, please.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, if you open that up, I'll go over it with you really quick. It's gonna say, here, let me open it myself. Appliance repair, as a headline. Let me know when you see that.
It came up with the appliance guru.
Right. When you open it, it should say Appliance Repair Comprehensive Services.
Yeah, it says the Appliance Guru Comprehensive Services.
Okay, perfect. Well, on there, the header would say Appliance Tech, right? And if you scroll down, you see where it says Services?
Yes.
Yes, right there, in this case, again, keep in mind this is a sample website, but this is something that we would be able to do for appliance tech. Like in this case, they do refrigerator repairs, dishwasher repair, dryer repair, We would list, Austin, all the services that you provide, right? And then if you have, you know, pictures of the work that you've done, that's another great thing because we'll upload, you know, those onto the website so people can see your work. And then if you scroll down where it says our story, obviously we will talk about you and the experience that you have under your belt doing the, these repairs because, you know, a lot of the clients like to know, you know, how long you've been in the business and how much experience you have. All right. Obviously, the company has only been operating 1 year, a little less, but you've been doing this, I'm sure, quite a bit longer than that. Okay. And then if you scroll a little bit down, you know, it says trust the appliance repair experts, you know, customer satisfaction. We're going to put, you know, obviously things that are not only that look very professional, but that are also attractive to the public, right? Because what we want to do with the website is generate quite a bit more work. Okay. And then if you scroll all the way down where it says quick and reliable, you'll see that the hours of operations right there will list the hours that you're able to work, the hours that you're able to take phone calls. Under navigations, you know, we're going to put the cities that you cover, and then the information about the company. And if you look at the bottom right portion of it, you're going to see like a little phone icon and a little circle right at the bottom with a text message icon. Do you see those?
Yeah.
So we'll link up your phone number, Austin, ending in 4052 onto that. So when the customer wants to call or text you, all they have to do is hit that little phone icon, and then they'll be able to dial you directly. You know, they don't have to be looking up your number. Okay. So aside from placing you on the first page of Google alongside of your competitors, we would build a website for you as well, Austin. And then do you currently have any social media presence, brother?
No, I tried to get a Facebook set up, but I think I'm going to have to restart it. So.
Okay, the only reason I ask, Austin, is because Google and Meta, they work together. Meta is what runs Facebook. So we can help you, we can help you set up a business Facebook profile for appliance tech. And then what we would do is that we would run ads on Facebook for appliance tech. Okay. Our clients, they love that feature because it generates quite a bit of leads. You know, people nowadays are on Facebook looking for, you know, different works to be done. So we would not only help you get that, set up, you know, a business Facebook account, but we would run ads on Facebook for you. Okay. And then lastly, we work with Yelp. I'm not sure if you ever heard of Yelp before.
Yeah.
So we'll place appliance tech on Yelp as well. And then we work with Apple. You know, anyone that has iPhones, tablets, that uses Safari to do searches, we will also place appliance techs on Apple. Okay.
Okay.
And here's the bottom line, brother. I'm going to be very straight with you. I mean, you know, Facebook, Yelp, Apple, all of those things are great and they work because they bring in work. But I mean, what you're going to see, you know, the success and what's going to keep you busy is being on that first page of Google and having your own website, right? Because that, you know, when you have your own website and you're on that first page of Google, brother, it makes you look very legitimate. I'm not saying that you're not, right? Don't misinterpret me, bro. You know, I'm just saying it brings you up a notch. And here's the best part of everything, Austin, our pricing. Because we are a premier partner to Google, the pricing is extremely affordable. That's why this position, it just opened up at about an hour and 22 minutes ago, and it won't last more than a couple hours before it gets filled in. The monthly amount is $249, brother. That's it. $249 covers the website, putting you on the first page of Google, running the ads on Facebook, which most people have to pay for that separately, the placement on Yelp, and the placement on Apple, right? The $249, Austin, it's not a contract. It's a month-to-month service, okay? We don't have contracts with, you know, when we put you on the first page of Google. There's no contract, which means that you can cancel the service at any time if you're not happy with what we're doing, right? But if I'm just being a straight shooter with you, brother, I mean, I don't think that you would want to cancel as long as we're keeping you busy. And that's the bottom line, and that's the truth, man. As long as we're able to, you know, keep it consistent, I know that we'll be able to keep the relationship with you for a long time, you know. The other question is, do you have pictures of your work, Austin?
But it also wouldn't be very hard to get a couple of pictures from, you know, the jobs I do have going.
Oh, I'm sorry. You broke up there. Like, you literally sounded like an echo for a second. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
I was saying I don't have any pictures right now, but like I said, it wouldn't take long to get some, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I know, especially once you start, you know, getting work coming your way. I agree. You know, for now, you know, when we build the website, we can use, you know, generic pictures or, you know, pictures that just look very professional. And when you have some, we can definitely upload those onto Google and the website. Now, are you working alone right now, Austin?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And you are able to handle more work, obviously.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what's your last name, brother?
Proctor. That's Proctor.
Proctor. That sounds like a doctor's name for some reason.
Yeah, Dr. Proctor.
Yeah, Dr. Proctor.
Yep.
Okay. And what's your email address, Austin?
It would be Austin, D as in dog, Proctor at yahoo.com.
Okay, Austin D and then Proctor?
Yes.
Okay. Proctor at Yahoo? Okay.
Correct.
That's another one I haven't seen in a while, man. Everybody uses Yahoo nowadays. I mean, Gmail.
Oh, Gmail, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's on Gmail nowadays. The 806-773-4052 number, is that a good number that we can place on Google where the customers can contact you, Austin?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what address do you have the business registered to, brother?
It would be 4602.
Okay. 60 what?
61st Street.
Okay. Okay, and then I have a zip code 79414?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what days and what hours that you wanted to show on Google and your website that you're open for business?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. That's about my... That's it. So.
Like, that's all I'm working, man. That's all I can do. Okay, sounds good, brother. And how far, you know, Tara says you're willing to travel about an hour, hour and a half?
Yeah, around an hour.
Okay.
You know, I will do a lot of those, but if I get too busy, you know, I kind of have to put those off towards end of the week or late in the day or something like that.
Okay, fine. And, I mean, the money has to be right as well. I mean, you're not going to travel an hour, hour and a half, and, you know, the compensation not be there. So I definitely understand.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me here one quick second. Okay. Perfect. And the other question, are you currently licensed and insured, Austin, or are you still working on that?
No, I don't. There's no licensing that I need to get.
No, there isn't. And there isn't, but, you know, we just ask, right? But you're right.
Yeah.
It's not required. You're absolutely correct.
And then the insurance, I don't have it. I haven't needed to get it.
No worries. No worries, brother. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's not a requirement. Okay, perfect. Okay, so Facebook needed. Website. Need it. We'll send pictures when you get them. Okay, perfect. You will get a call tomorrow, Austin, from our IT guys. You know, that's our IT department. These are the guys that are going to build the website for Appliance Tech. They're the guys that, you know, put you on Google. They're going to help you do the Facebook and run the ads on Facebook and do the Yelp and the Apple. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare to speak to our IT department?
The later in the day, the better.
The later. Okay, let me see what – give me just about 30 seconds to see what I have for the later in the day. 1 second. I have a 4 o'clock, and also a 5. I just seen that. 4 and 5, brother.
We can do either or. Both of those are right.
Okay. Let's do 4 o'clock. Okay. Perfect. All right. Give me a second, brother. Let me just update these notes here. You're gonna really enjoy the service with Google, brother. I promise you that, man. I'm just not just saying that just to say it, man. You'll see.
Yeah.
I do need a security password for the account. This is if you ever call us, Austin, or we ever call you, this is going to be the password for the account. You get to choose one of these questions. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
The city I was born in.
Okay. Go ahead.
Lubbock.
Okay. Oh, man, how long you been there, if you don't mind me asking?
My whole life. 26 years.
Wow. You're just 26, brother?
Correct.
Wow. Man, you know what? More power to you, bro. That's awesome. You know, I wish... No, I'm serious, man. I wish I had my head on straight at 26 as you do. I mean, I'm not saying I was, I wasn't doing anything bad, but I was not thinking of running a business at 26, I'll tell you that much. So that's awesome, man. You know, seems like you're headed to early retirement at some point, brother. That's great, man. Well, that's awesome, bro. It's always good to hear, man. You know, I get surprised because a lot of the times when I speak to business owners, and I'm sorry to jump off topic, bro, but when I speak to business owners, they're usually like their late 40s, 50s, you know? So
when
you said 26, it's like, what? That's pretty awesome, bro. And Austin, you do have access to AustinDProctor@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm going to send all the confirmations there, and I'm also going to send them to your phone number as text message. And then regarding the 249, Austin, how did you want to satisfy that? We do take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express.
It'd be a MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. Give me 1 second. Let me put that on here. Okay. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and provide me the numbers, and then I'll get that confirmation right over to your email and your phone.
All right. It is 5571.
Okay.
6300.
Okay.
0047.
Okay.
4405.
Okay. Expiration?
1026.
And 26, and then the security code, which will be the last three behind the card.
244.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second. Let me just validate that this is a valid card, brother. And the card does read Austin Proctor, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, I'm doing that. I do have to read you our disclosure really quick, and then we'll be all set. So let me just read this to you. It's part of our our process, brother. I'll try to make it really quick. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, Austin. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement as an added form of protection. We're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand, please ask me to clarify it. I'll be more than happy to do so. Okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance, and it's also going to outline the service you'll receive with Local Splash, and it works as a protection for you as well. To make sure that we have everything correct, Austin, can you please state the name of the company?
Appliance Tech.
Thank you very much. Can you also state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Austin Proctor, and I'm the owner.
Thank you so much. And you are an authorized person to enter this agreement on behalf of Appliance Tech?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing account?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Austin, We ask that you also participate in the growth of the campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised if you ever do get calls from anyone and you want to verify it's us, we will always ask you for a password to the account, which will be Lovebox. Okay?
Okay.
So keep that in mind. Also, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay. In hiring local Splash, Austin, we will be your certified marketing representatives. If you ever do hire any other marketing firm, we ask you just to keep us in the loop with that.
Okay.
Okay. Your initial payment term will be set up today, October 16th, for the amount of $249. When this payment is completed, it will renew November 16th, a month from now, and that's going to be your flat rate amount, $249. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, Austin, so you do hold the right to terminate the service at any time if you're not happy. Okay?
Okay.
The only thing we ask you to do is call our customer service number. You already have it. It's the same number where I sent you the sample website from, the 877-635-6225, to give us a call at least 3 days prior to the 16th if you ever wanted to terminate the service. I mean, I'm really hoping that's never going to be the case, but if you did, just give us a 3-day heads up. Okay?
Okay.
And then lastly, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay. The card came back, Austin, as insufficient funds, brother.
All right. Yeah.
Did you want to try a different one?
Let me check something real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, no, take your time, brother. I mean, I really want to give this spot to you. I mean, you seem like one, you know, straight shooter, bro. I mean, if you can do it, you know, that'd be awesome. And but if you cannot, I mean, believe me, I understand. Sometimes, you know, things are a little difficult, man. So, but like I said, if you can, let's try to make this happen.
Okay. Yeah, just give me 1 second.
Yeah. Take your time, brother.
All right. Yeah, I got another card decrease.
Okay. Hold on. Let me switch that over. All right. Is the card your name as well, Austin Proctor?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a MasterCard, Visa, American Express?
Yes. MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. Hold on. Let me change that. All right. Go ahead with the number.
5507.
Okay.
7010.
Okay.
0519.
Okay.
8387.
All right. Expiration on that card?
11/24.
11/11/2024. Okay. And the last three behind the card?
210.
210. All right. Give me 1 second. Let me process this one here. And the billing address, 4602 61st Street, is that good?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bear with me 1 second here. 8387. Okay. This one seems like it's definitely going through. You're going to start getting some text messages right now, Austin. You're also going to get emails, you know, saying welcome to the company. Okay, that one just went through, brother. Okay, just to give you a heads up on that. You're going to get an email. Well, you're going to get a few emails, but there's one email in particular that I need you to look out for because this is the one that's important. it's going to say initial invoice, okay? You don't have to complete it right now, but as long as you do it tomorrow before 4 p.m. But it's pretty simple. It's going to say initial invoice. When you open that email, there's going to be a little blue link that says, click here to accept subscription terms. Okay?
Okay.
Let me know if you're looking at it now or if you want to do it later. It's not a big deal.
I'll have to look at it later.
Okay. Well, let me just let you know what it's going to say. It's going to say, click here to accept subscription terms. When you click on that, you're going to see your phone number right at the bottom, Austin. And right underneath your number, there's going to be two little boxes. The first box says that you accept us calling or texting you when we need to. And the second box says that you accept our terms and conditions, which is that this is not a contract, that your flat rate is $249, and that you can cancel the service anytime if you're not satisfied. Okay? And then right underneath that, you're going to see your name, Austin Proctor, and there's going to be a box. A box like an orange color, and you have to type in your name with your keyboard on your phone or your computer, just the way it's on there, Austin Proctor, and then hit confirm signature. What that does, it's going to send that over to our IT guys, so when they call you tomorrow, you know, it's going to save you about 15 or 20 minutes, brother. So, I mean, it's really, really simple. If you can get it done, please do it before 4 p.m. tomorrow. If you don't do it, don't worry about it. When they call you tomorrow, they'll walk you through it. But if you can get it done, it just saves you some time. And then when you do that, it's going to send you to a page that's going to ask you for your credentials. Don't worry about that. Our IT department will provide those for you tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
But aside from that, Austin, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family. We look forward in the relationship between Appliance Tech and us here at Local Splash to be long-term. We know that as long as, you know, we deliver on our end, we're able to, you know, keep the relationship with Appliance Tech long-term, brother. Just bear with us while we do the verification with Google. We're going to build your website, do the Facebook, and the Apple. That only takes us about 7 to 14 days. It takes us a few weeks after that to get you verified and get you on that first page of Google. If you can get any pictures together, or you have any, I don't know if you said you don't, just let our IT guys know, because they're the ones that are going to build the website for you. And again, you know, thanks for the opportunity, Austin. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 4 p.m., brother.
All righty, sounds good.
Okay, Austin, you take care now, brother. Make sure you pick up that phone call 4 p.m. tomorrow.
All right, will do.
Okay, all right, bye-bye now.
Hey, you have a good one. Bye.
You too now, bye-bye.